Maybe you're a star. Just you are. You should let love you. If you have pain, you need. Maybe you're a star. Just you are. You should let love you. If you have pain, you need.
What is up? You are listening to CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting from the unceded, ancestral, traditional, and shared territories of the Musqueam, the Squamish, and the Tsleil-Waututh Nations in the city colonially known as Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. You're listening to Teachable Moments, CITR's one-stop shop for what's hot and what's not. I'm your host, Dork. You are you. And today's definition of the word cool is cool, noun, verb, noun, perspective, association, translation. The song that you just heard, though, up top, was Baby, You're a Star by Lokman out of Toronto. I think the vibe is the last single before his upcoming full release following his, I want to say 2020, maybe 2021 album SD1, which I loved. Excited for, love that there's new content coming out. For so many reasons. As we have discussed, today's definition of cool is cool, noun, verb, noun, perspective, association, translation. What does that mean? Great question that I think we all have. I came up with this episode theme, I guess, because I was thinking about, I have a friend who uses very advanced, like, their vocabulary is quite robust. I don't want to say, like, advanced language. That's not really what I mean. They just use words that are quite obscure. And it's interesting to, like, talk with them about, like, nuanced things, because they often will, like, take a long time to really find the right word that, like, perfectly, or, like, at, like, as perfect as possibly reflects and communicates what they are feeling or experiencing or trying to say in the pure definition of that word, which is, like, very noble and, like, good. It's what language is for, I guess. But it's frustrated a lot by the fact that I don't know what those words mean. So while they are being so precise and accurate, because it's not, like, a common phrase or a common word, I have to ask them to define it and ask them to, like, describe it, which kind of defeats the purpose of using this, like, very precise language. And I was just kind of thinking about that and how they, like, often when I ask them, like, what does that mean, they will try to start defining it in, like, a very, like, a dictionary definition. But it always kind of, like, boils down to or, like, devolves into listing synonyms and kind of, like, becoming a bit of, like, yeah, dissolving into a thesaurus. And I, like, the reason why I wanted to do this episode on this topic is I was just thinking about it, and I had the thought, that's so cool, about how synonyms and, like, similar meanings will, can be, like, evoked to simplify, communicate, etc., like, very precise things. And obviously it's, like, an approximation. It's kind of, like, a, like, brutal, vague way to define a word. But I, dork, maybe not as a dork, but I, dork, have always preferred thesauruses to dictionaries to define a word. Like, I remember being a kid in school and learning what a thesaurus was and being like, thank God, like, this is so much more, I guess, illuminating to, like, what this word actually means or this phrase actually means. And I think part of that is because it lists many words. Like, it lists a lot of alternatives or, yeah, I guess approximations. Like, I don't think that a thesaurus is very helpful, if it would be a very helpful tool if it just listed, like, one word that, like, kind of was related to, that, like, kind of let you grasp what this other word meant. I think the power and the usefulness, I guess, of the tool that is a thesaurus is in kind of, like, listing all of these options, and then you can glean the meaning or, like, vibe of a word. And so this kind of boils down to, I think, like, so if it's, like, dictionary versus thesaurus, it boils down to meaning versus reference, which, I mean, as very, very regular listeners of this show know, that's what we're all about, baby. So that's what we're talking about today. Cool noun, verb, noun, perspective, association, translation. We're going to move right along, though, because we got some hot tunes to get into. So this next song is Movement by Feeling Figures off of their album Migration Magic. And you're listening to it on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver.
Yeah. mystify myself. What is the method to measure my health? Is my struggle a story that sells?
What is up? You are listening to CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting from the unceded, ancestral, and traditional land of the Hencominum-speaking Musqueam people on UBC Vancouver campus. You just heard the song Safe Word by Lent Self and Prison Hair, both out of Vancouver, with their album Are You Safe? Just before that was Tear Pusher by YHWH Nailgun, and then opened that set with Movement by Feeling Figures off of their album Migration Magic. You're listening to Teachable Moments. You're doing One Stop Shop for What's Hot and What's Not. And today's session where cool is cool, noun, verb, noun, perspective, association, translation. So this show is kind of about reference and like it's inspired by a thesaurus. So word number one, perspective. And you better freaking believe that I just have listed synonyms for perspective. Some synonyms that I found are outlook, attitude, frame of mind, frame of reference, and interpretation. Obviously, there are like more synonyms for the word perspective, but I thought that these four or five kind of encapsulated to me like the most holistic but brief I guess approximation of this word, which is what I was saying a lot in the opening kind of chat, but that's really what I think like the essence of synonym or reference as definition is. It approximates until it becomes narrow, and then you kind of get a definitive, I guess, understanding of what a word means. And again, like we talk a lot on this show about reference and like strong reference and intentional reference, things like this. And what's powerful about this, or like I guess like how this relates to cool, is that I think it's a really like human or natural or maybe just like curious, like related to curiosity behavior to do this kind of approximation. And like when related to perspective, outlook, attitude, frame of reference, frame of mind, interpretation, obviously these are different words that have their own independent meanings, but you can glean the kind of final vibe of the word perspective, which is also something that is kind of like required. Perspective is required to understand reference, to build reference. So that's some thoughts on that, and we're gonna move right along. This next song is If I Knew by Thy Slaughter, A.G. Cook, and Easy Fun off of that trio's most recent release, Soft Rock. And you're listening to it on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver.
I'm sick of hate, I'm sick of love, I keep it in, I open up, I still don't know. I'm sick of saying I won't give up. I'm sick of knowing I'm throwing up. I still don't know why I do the things I do. If I knew, oh, I'd spill my heart for you. I'd break apart for you. I'd spell it out for you. I'd break apart for you. I'd spill my heart for you. I'd spill my heart for you. I'd break apart for you. I'd spell it out for you. I'd break apart for you. I'd spill my heart for you. I'd break apart for you. I'd spell it out for you.
If you or someone you know has experienced sexual assault, you are not alone. Stand Informed Legal Advice Services is a new program offered by Community Legal Assistance Society that provides free legal advice to anyone who lives in BC and has experienced sexual assault in this province. Stand Informed offers up to 3 hours of free, confidential legal advice, regardless of age, gender, income, whether the assault has been reported to the police, or if you are uncertain that what you experienced is sexual assault. To access Stand Informed services, call 604-673-3143 or email standinformed@clasbc.net. Ever wanted to play a game that asks deep, urgent questions and isn't afraid to be straightforward? Introducing Stamped, an anti-travel game, made with support from Analgesic Productions and UBC. Stamped follows the journeys of 6 young, queer, and racialized travelers whose paths intersect across Asian urban landscapes. It features 3 to 4 hours of playtime through 3 game modes: poetic interactive fiction, visual novel banter, and point-and-click travel stories. Adapted from a novel of nearly the same name, travelers are faced with ethical decisions concerning the shifts in power that can come with international travel and dwelling within histories of war, genocide, and colonial occupation. Stamped, an anti-travel game, will be released on Steam and Itch.io on November 1st.
We have our heading.
Here we go!
I'm not afraid to be.
What is up? You are listening to CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting from the unceded ancestral, traditional, and shared territories of the Musqueam, the Squamish, and the Tsleil-Waututh Nations in the city colonially known as Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. You just heard the song Puzzle, the KNV remix featuring KNV by Tapeworms. Just before that was Super Smeller by Doohickey Cubicle, and then opened that set with If I Knew by Thy Slaughter, A.G. Cook, and Easy Fun off of their release Soft Rock. You are listening to Teach of a Woman, CITR's one-stop shop for what's hot and what's not. And today's actual word cool is cool, noun, verb, noun, perspective, association, translation. We're talking about reference as definition. So the words that I have for association, and we talked about association so much on this show, like listen to almost any other episode if you want a rundown of that. But the words that we have are link, equate, bracket, affiliate, align, and attach. And I was saying this in the most recent break, but these words all, obviously there are so many more synonyms for association, but I think that these words, when combined, do a pretty good job of like getting all of the nuances of what an association is. The thing that I think is missing, and this is where I think definition really like triumphs over reference, is it doesn't, I guess affiliate has it, but I feel like none of these words really capture how vague and like distant but still very real association can be. So again, listen to pretty much any other episode of Teachable Moments to get the full rundown on association and cool. But we are going to move along, unfortunately. But also fortunately, because there's good tunes ahead. This next song is We Give Thanks, the Kia remix by Coco Roco, and you're listening to it on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver. You are listening to CATR 101.9 FM, broadcasting from the unceded ancestral, traditional, and shared territories of the Musqueam, the Squamish, and the Tsleil-Waututh Nations in the city currently known as Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. You just heard the song Halls of Voices by CL and Morgan Wright. And then just before that was Week of Thanks, the Kea remix featuring Kea by Coco Roco. Teachable Moments at CHS, one stop shop for what's hot and what's not. And today's session, we're cool is cool, noun, verb, noun, perspective, association, translation. We've gone over perspective, we've gone over association, we've reached translation. Some synonyms of translation: rendering, rendition, transformation, adaptation, recasting. So what I really like about the synonyms listed for this word is translation to me is like quite similar to definition. It like kind of requires accuracy. I really think of translation, whether it's like translating a language or even like translating a thought or a word into something more accessible, translating your emotions into like action or like articulating them, like that kind of process of I can't think of another word for translating something to make it for an audience or for a person or whatever. And so I think this is really an example where the thesaurus really does fail to, an approximation is not enough in this case to really communicate the meaning of a word. The reference isn't there for whatever reason. And I think that's another cool thing, though, about this idea of, like, reference versus meaning, reference versus definition, because it does kind of, like, it is a flawed process. It is a flawed practice, but it is also so common and, like, so necessary for communication and for understanding. So those are kind of my thoughts on that. We're going to move right along. This next song is 1-2-3 by Almaz and XO off of their joint album Sat Wa Sada. And you're listening to it on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
To the CITR 101.9 FM on a Tuesday, specifically at 1 p.m. or 11 p.m. For saxophone, Hello Primiti, or saxophone, La Nuit. Hosted by moi. Accompanied with the improvisationalists, saxophonists, composers, and musicians of our great era since the 70s. Featuring artists such as Anthony Braxton, Albert Taylor, Solange, Ghostface Killah, Orna Coleman, Sonny Ryan. That's 1 p.m. or 11 p.m. on a Tuesday to listen to saxophone a la Primiti or saxophone La Nuit.
Hey Vancouver, for fans of Ocean Alley, Flip Turn, and Still Woozy, alt rockers Juice are bringing their signature blend of rock, pop, R&B, and hip-hop to the Biltmore Cabaret on February 3rd, with support from Hembree. Tickets are on sale now. Get yours at admitone.com.
we've reached the end of our show. You just heard the song Metropolitics by Cruza off of their album Paranoia Pack. Just before that was Next Message Deletion Mix by Analog Monsta off of their album Boom, and then opened that set with 1-2-3 by Almaz and XO off of their album Satwa Sada. Thank you so much for listening to Teachable Moments today. Today's session were cool was cool, noun, verb, noun, perspective, association, translation. We're going to end this show with the song October by Meji Wan. Thank you so much for tuning in. And you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver.